This is Peter Hill Explains. I'm going to talk to you really quickly about something sort of central to maths called the prime number theorem. Before you turn off, a lot of you believe maths, I'll never understand any theorem. I'm actually going to explain how it's proven, but I'm just going to talk about it, how it's important and how it's absolutely an amazing thing. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific, and in this case I'm driving home at 6:40 at night. I've dropped my son off at AFL footy, and I'm picking up my two other children to take them off to Scouts. I've got 20 minutes to get back up the mountains to Glenbrook, so this will be a short one. So prime numbers are, if you like, the atoms of numbers. These are natural numbers, but there's obviously, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 going forward. And they're numbers which are divisible by 1 and itself. And every other number is made up, if it's not a prime, it's made up by a multiplication of primes. And that's initially what I'd studied as the prime number theorem. But the actual prime number theorem is actually rather a simple and interesting thing, and it talks about the probability of you think of a number and what's the probability of there being prime, the number of primes beneath that number. So as you get up to very large numbers, this probability tunes in rather finely. Now, for various reasons, which we're not going to go in, the answer to that is rather a fascinating thing. So if you think of a number, I can tell you, using the prime number theorem, the number of prime numbers which are going to exist between 1 and that number, or I can at least predict it. And the very easiest version of this is that if I select a number 100, so what's the number of primes between 1 and 100, to a very good approximation, the answer to that is 100 divided by the natural logarithm of 100. That's right, so on your calculator, I just have to wait here so I don't crash my car as talking at cars left to right. So I've had heart surgery recently. I haven't been able to drive for 6 weeks. So you're not allowed to do that in Australia. If you have major surgery, they just have a blanket rule. You just can't drive for 6 weeks. And you need that basically to recover, your body to recover anyway. And, getting back onto it. So you go into your browser, type in 100 space slant, or divide. Now, just to check it works, space 10, and you should have the number 10 appear in your just beneath it, as it works that automatically. If you then do backspace over the 10 and then put ln for natural logarithm in brackets 100, I think you'll get a number more. Really don't know. I think it's 21 or something like that. In general, you'll get a number, I think, which overestimates the number of primes or underestimates. I can't quite really. No, I think it overestimates it. But the problem, the thing is that the larger the number you put in, the more accurately it gets to actually work out the number of primes. There's another slightly more complicated formula which works even better, and this is the prime number theorem. It goes forward, and it finds an amazing thing. So we don't know when the primes are going to come up. If we knew where the primes are, we'd just have a formula which go up. And so because primes are the atoms of numbers, they don't reveal themselves easily. So we have massive computers just going grinding through the number line, checking every number, well, obviously every odd number, one after the other, to check whether they could possibly possibly be primes. And when we find one, we find that we either find it before or after, but overall, our total number of primes that we find correspond to this formula. So a function of n, the function of n being a function that returns the exact number of primes, equals, or it's approximately equal to n divided by log n, where n is the number that you've selected. And what happens is, as you get to a larger number, this formula becomes more accurate. There's a slightly other, I think it's called a Lie number, which is even amazingly accurate to work this out. And of course, this piece of maths underlies a spooky thing that we still really don't understand in mathematics. And there's a whole series of things which appear true in mathematics and link everything together, yet we don't quite understand how it works. Now, what happens is the sort of maths that we go day to day is relatively easy, straightforward, but there is a class of mathematics which is set by, this is employs mathematicians and they get really into it, but they've got a communication problem that people think, oh, maths is hard. It's not that it's hard, it's really magical. There is a proof of this one, just to go over it, the probability of finding a prime by a number. So you pick a number of 1,000, it equals that number that you've selected, just checking here, selected by, that's got very aggressive cars behind me. We're only going up the mountains, here we go, whoa. Okay, so I'm going up the Lapston monocline. Oh yes, we can see. Well, it's a mad, mad world. What are people doing? There's nothing on TV really worth watching. So this is a prime number theorem, and I think we're beginning to understand how it works. But the prime numbers are a mystery. We still haven't understood. And then there's a whole series of conjectures out there. That's Fermat's last theorem and a Riemann conjecture, and there's a whole lot of beautiful maths. And there's a few, what's happened is that someone's sort of ground through and calculated the first couple of answers and then guessed the answer, and so they've got a guessed answer which is called conjecture, yet we don't have the maths powerful enough to work out what's going on. And this is sort of like a structure, hidden structure of the universe, which is fantastic to see. So it's got effects in physics and electronics and random numbers and quantum mechanics, quantum statistics. It just keeps on cropping up again and again. So although we're in an age of feeling incredibly intelligent, there is this phenomenal stuff. One wonders whether it can actually be ever fully understood by our intellect. However, we see these answers drop out of the sky, like the number of, we can't predict what a prime number is, but we can predict the probability of finding a prime number by this value. Just someone's actually observed it and plotted a general formula, a truth formula for it, and found it out. And so, that's fantastic. And I think the interesting thing is that there's this sort of cultural angst. One aspect that really attracts people into it, this group theory and advanced mathematics, it really attracts people. I've got to find out what it is, but there's an equal number of people who are quite angry about it, that we don't know everything, and I really don't know the actual structure. So, and that comes through in what we teach people. We tend to teach people obviously, for good reasons, simple things which are easily tractable. However, there are these simple answers sitting out there which are, have just fallen through the heavens, pointing to things. There's this fantastic Riemann's conjecture, the Riemann's zeta function. Look, I can do you a podcast on what the zeta function is. It's actually relatively easy to understand, but the what it's used for and the conjecture is a little bit harder to take away. But the prime number theorem is just the toast. It really tells you that there's something rather deep in science, and that is rather good. That's a 10-minute podcast. I'm back in time to actually pick up my kids and take them to Scouts. So, thanks for listening. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific and hopefully connect with people who are interested in understanding things in an adult-to-adult way, and can sort of pick up a few clues of where to look. And I suppose there's a little simple shard of explanation sticking to it without a whole lot of snake oil and, I don't know, protection. There's almost a series of professional teachers and professional mathematicians, whatever they are, professionals have an interest of not either overselling the importance or the scope of what they're teaching. Thanks for listening.